Yes, he's back at it. RTRFM's local music know-it-all, Ross Chisholm. He's been on holiday for the first time in forever. He was off trawling the record stores of Melbourne for a few weeks, heading home with 17 kilos, right, of music.
You weren't supposed to say
that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Was I meant to keep it a secret? I was so excited that you went away. Were you hoping to? I'm so sorry.
Know-it-all. Know-it-all.
And now I'm the know-it-all. I'm so
good
sorry.
Morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. You have been on mysterious assignment.
Yes, sorry. Elsewhere.
I'm sorry. You did go shopping, record shopping in Melbourne, though, right?
I did.
And it was great, hey?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, cool. It was 17 kilos, right?
Yeah. Assorted formats.
Sorry. And lots of WA music that you picked up.
I was after some particular things that I just can't find in Perth. Perth stuff I can't find in Perth, go figure.
That's so funny.
I found some but not others. And it's like,
Yeah,
so there's some I wasn't really looking for. I hadn't really thought about it. And I went, oh, that's there. Ching.
I think ching.
I was bringing it home.
Yes, okay. To its spiritual home
in Perth.
In Shay Ross Chisholm. Anyway, you are back on home turf and you're back to take us to the land that time forgot.
Yes.
I'm very happy about that. I've missed you.
Oh, the know-it-all. We're visiting the mid-90s.
Excellent. Always love that.
And a band called Lamia came together in December of 1993.
What kind of music?
If I say indie, people will get a particular feel to it, but it's a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Backstory.
Let's do it. Take us there.
A guitarist and vocalist, Andrew McCubbin, came from Melbourne to Perth, and he'd played in a band called Cheeky Mattress in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going out to these gigs, local gigs, and he kept on running into Kate Kelly, four gigs in the same week, different sort of bands. So they got to talking, and turns out that Kate, who was a vocalist, ex-Hammer and Tongues, was in search of a guitarist, and Andrew, a guitarist, was in search of a vocalist, hence...
Oh, perfect.
So they got together, so they needed a rhythm section, and that came in the form of Anthony Short on drums, who'd played in a band called Market Band, and that's B-A-N-N-E-D, because they'd been playing at the Frio Markets and were told to go away, hence Market Band.
There you go, easy.
And then he went on to play in a band called Push Humpty, who I think had a cassette out as well. And the final member of the band was Peter Stone on bass and backing vocals, who's probably been around the longest. He'd played in a band called Bleeding Rose from 1988 to 1991, and then a band called Joypod from 1992, and was still playing with them and would continue to play with them for a little while he was in Lamia.
Mm.
The band got together and hit the ground running, playing their debut gig down at the Harbourside in December of 93, one of the support bands for Joypod. And because they'd all been around and they had two songwriters in the band, they hit it really a lot, gigging around, and won one of the whammies in 1994.
Sick.
After having been together for 6 months.
That's pretty cool.
And then in July of 1994, they decided they'd go to Sydney and do some recording.
Mm.
Why? I'm not even going to go
Why did they do that? Do you know?
Don't know.
All right.
But they decided to go to Sydney, did some recording, and part of that came out on a two-song cassette. And part of it came out on their debut CD EP. And the EP came out in December, or the cassette came out in September of 94. They launched it at the Grosvenor.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD EP came out in December of 94, and they launched this at the Orient.
At the Orient in Frio?
Yes. Ah. So they were playing both places.
They were covering all bases.
Perth and Fremantle.
North and south. They had everything.
But we're going to start off with the first song on their, what was also the title of the cassette and the first song on their CD EP. This is Lamia, and this is a piece called Skin.
Oh, yeah, the sounds of Lamia on Breakfast on RTRFM 92.1. Ross is back on the land that time forgot. And that one, mid-90s?
Yeah, December. Well, it came out in December of 94.
We can call that mid-90s,
yeah, I suppose,
Ross.
We can. Yeah. And that was a piece called Ready, taken from their debut CD EP, which they launched at the Grosvenor. The Orient. That same month, they played the Grosvenor the gig I'll talk about in just a sec, but I mentioned some of the other places they played. They played the Harbourside, they played the Cave Bar, they played the Orient, the usual indie sort of venues.
And your Cave Bar, was that underneath the Norfolk?
No, the Cave Bar is where the Swan Hotel is.
Oh, of course.
That's the downstairs bit. I think they call it the Swan Basement now.
They
but
do
it
indeed.
Was the Cave Bar.
Yep.
It's still a strange venue to go into,
really
I have
is.
To say. But they did play the Grosvenor as part of a benefit gig, came out on the Butterfly CD, which is a stand against sexual assault. And it's recorded live under the blazing sun on the roof of the Grosvenor Hotel on Saturday, December the 3rd, 1994.
How cool.
From noon to midnight.
What? How cool.
It wasn't. That was the point.
It would have been hot as hell.
Yes, on the Grosvenor, on the roof of the Grosvenor, because it was also a car park.
Yeah.
And it was just concrete.
I think we've talked about this gig before.
With no cover whatsoever.
Were you there?
Can't remember, actually. But I've been at the Grosvenor on the roof. It's strange.
Maybe it fried your brain. But maybe if you were there on that Saturday, the 3rd of December.
Yeah, 1994.
Yeah, if you were there, let us know exactly how hot it was on the roof. get in touch, studio@rtrfm.com.au. Moving on.
Yes, some of the other bands that played there that are featured on this CD. Mm-hmm. Effigy, Yummy Fur, The Hedonist, Blue Tile Lounge.
We've covered nearly all of these, haven't we?
I know. And there's other bands as well, which I'm not mentioning because I'll be playing them at some future point in time, I think. But anyway, the Lamia track was called Song for Kid.
And we're going to take that one now on The Land That Time Forgot, 25 past 7. Yes, you can just hear the heat, can't you? Sizzle, sizzle. On top of the Grosvenor there in December 1994. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yep.
That was Lamia and Song for Kid. In fact, the only song they actually recorded in Perth.
Really?
Funnily enough. Now, after they did that, the band headed off for the first of their Eastern States tours. They'd gone to Sydney previously, but that had been for recording. So they headed off on an Eastern States tour in February of 1995 to promote their CDEP, visiting Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney, came back to Perth, decided, oh, we quite like doing this thing, but didn't like the logistics of having to organise Eastern States tours from Perth. So they went off on a longer tour in July of 1995. Again, it was supposed to visit the same places, but they anticipated they'd be away for 4 months. And technically, they were away for 4 months.
But
they decided to relocate to Melbourne at that stage. And then they came back to Perth in October of 1995 for a tour. And they were talking about heading to Europe at that stage. It ultimately didn't happen. Still based in Melbourne, they recorded their album, which was called, what was it called? Armourer, which is a track that had actually appeared on their previous CDEP. It's one of those things where you sort of go, oh, that's a great title. Oh, we'll actually use
we'll
the title.
Going. Yeah, we'll keep it going. Whatever. Yeah. No rules.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Oh, no rules.
Yeah.
Tell musicians, you're not keeping the beat. No rules, mate. No
exactly.
rules. They came back to Perth in December of 1996 to launch the Armourer album, which they launched at the Ozone. Interestingly enough, some of the support bands for that gig were Cinema Prague,
nice.
Who we haven't covered, Spank, who we have covered, and Adam Said Galore, a relatively young Adam Said Galore. And if you want to see Adam Said Galore, you might want to head to the concert hall this Saturday.
You do want to head to the concert hall. It's not on Saturday, Ross.
Sunday. So Matt must be back in town if the band are gigging from Melbourne. You might get the feeling there's a bit of a Melbourne connection here. But Lamia stayed in town when they did the launch, and because, you know, we're back to Perth for Christmas, got to see the folks, they'll put us up, they'll feed us and all the rest of that sort of thing. Then they headed off on a national tour to promote the album through 1997. There was a bit of a lineup change, not a full lineup change, in that Miles Hitchcock came in to temporarily cover for Anthony Short for a couple of months in the middle of 1997. And the band seemed to have run out of puff or knocked it on the head in late 1997. What happened then?
What did happen then,
okay,
Russ?
Most of them stayed in Melbourne. And Kate Kelly and Peter Stone went on to do other things, which we just don't have the time to cover here, before coming back to Perth. Kate has sort of more or less left the music scene. She is a full-time academic these days.
Yeah, wow.
Peter Stone is playing with Davy Craddock and co.
Yeah.
And is also doing, or was doing, fill-ins for Kim Salmon when he was coming to town.
He's busy as.
Yes, exactly. Anthony Short seems to have left the playing side of it. And Andrew McCubbin has gone solo, still based in Melbourne, has gone solo, has released 4 albums, and has done a European tour.
Or two. There you go.
Which sort of brings us up to date.
It does indeed. Now, we're going to go out with a final track. Ross, the reason I was looking at you funny that whole time was because I queued up the track and it says it's 17 minutes long.
Yes.
Have I fallen into a hidden track trap?
Yes, you have. I forgot to mention that. It doesn't actually go for the 17 minutes.
Yeah, good.
But I'll leave you with a track called Provocation. So I was provoking Caitlin to go, 17 minutes.
Ross, what are you on? What's going on?
Okay, this has been Lamia, and this is a track called Provocation.
Thanks, Ross. It's good to have you back. Cheers, bro.
Ciao.
I like the little beard stroke there. What was that about?
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.